If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
There's only one thing going on in Pittsburgh, maybe as big as Pitt Notre Dame today. It's this show. Why? Because it's the enrollment period right now, and I was at the world headquarters the other day, did a bunch of stuff with Lauren Uran that you can see on their social media platform, on my social media platform. I just went out on my own time and dime because I want to promote what they do because they're great at what they do. And today, we're going to give you this opportunity that I've been promoting on social media and here on the show last few weeks with Sean and Lance. You have a chance to get all of your Medicare questions answered right now. Mark Clark is hosting today. And the number to dial, all of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. If you're signing up for the first time or you're revisiting your current benefits, which you should do every year, you have any question, call us right now, 866-391-1020. And something that we do, we have live advisors standing by every week, even when it's not the enrollment period, but especially right now, up until noon for this Saturday, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And why not set up an appointment with them? Because it's absolutely free. You do not pay a single cent. But if you have any Medicare question, please don't miss this opportunity. We'll take your calls right now. We have four lines available, 866-391-1020. Mark, good to see you. It was great to be at the office the other day.
Oh, yeah. Rob, it's always a pleasure to have you there. Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. I know Lauren enjoyed the recording, and everybody loves seeing you. It's been, you know, crazy season. I was trying to think of words. Swamped, slammed, up to our ears, right? I can't even tell you. I couldn't find other words. A couple times this week, We were in leadership meetings, and they were knocking on the door. Hey, you guys done with your meeting? Because we have clients waiting that want to see somebody, and we need this room. I mean, the parking lot full, the lobby full, just people clamoring. I mean, there's 150,000 people in this region that are losing their coverage this year. We're setting records for the company. Rob, I told you the other day, we're helping 200 people a day, over 200. I think yesterday we did 212 people, thousands of people a week. We're breaking company records. We're helping so many people. And one of the things I loved was one of our newbies in telesales, Matt, he said to me, he was leaving late one night last week or the week before. He's leaving late, 8:30 at night. We're leaving the office. And I said, I'll see you tomorrow. And he said, I'll try to be here bright and early, Mark. We've got a lot of people to help, and I just love the enthusiasm. We have such a great team. It's crazy right now. We all love it. When December 8th finally comes around, we'll take a deep breath, and we'll get back at it. But, yeah, exciting times, exciting times.
All right, so whatever is on your mind in the way of Medicare, if you have a question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. All right, let's get back to the business. Kind of last couple of weeks, because we've been overwhelmed with phone calls, we kind of got away from our regular format, but we're going to have a little bit of fun and jump back into by starting off with this day in history, November the 15th.
That's it, yeah, this day in history. And I want to encourage everybody, if they have questions they want to call, I'm happy to talk to them, give them answers. But this day in history, November 15th, 1904, King Gillette. How'd you like to be named King, right? King Gillette, that's his real name. He patents the safety razor as the Gillette razor blade. How about that? What a kingdom he established for himself there. November 15th, 1909, American chocolatier Milton Hershey and his wife Catherine donate 486-acre piece of farmland to establish the Hershey Industrial School for Poor, Healthy Male Orphans. 4 to 8 years old, if they were orphaned, they would get room and board and education until they were 18. I think that's still out there today. It's called the Milton Hershey School.
It is. And you know, he never had any kids of his own.
I didn't know that I knew that. Have you? I'm sure you've been out there.
Amazing.
I have some great stories, but we love Hershey Park. I love the story of Milton Hershey because if you study his life, he failed multiple times. And one thing about Milton Hershey, though, he didn't give up. And he was down to like his last penny when he started the Hershey Company in Hershey, PA, right there in PA. He had tried multiple times with caramels and all kinds of stuff in Philadelphia and just failed. And great success story. And then November 15th, 1946, Ted Williams is picked as the American League MVP. How about some birthdays? Here's one. Can you do your best impression of this guy, right? November 15th, 1952. American.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. American pro wrestler, WWF, WWE Hall of Famer, Randy Macho Man Savage, right?
I loved him. Loved him. Professional baseball player, too.
Really, really. Yeah. He was born on November 15th, 1952 in Sarasota, Florida. What a beautiful place that is. You miss Randy Macho Man. He was quite a character. And
I do. Hulk Hogan, they're all gone.
They're all gone, yeah.
Rowdy Piper.
Oh, they're just...
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, yeah, you got him. You got him.
I love him. I love him.
How about, I go way back, I remember Ivan Putski.
Oh, yeah.
The Polish Power, right?
That's right, man. Jumping Johnny DeFazio, Bruno Sammartino.
That's it. That's right. It. Yeah, man.
Kevin Eubanks, born on this date in 1957.
That's right. And I didn't realize he was only on the Tonight Show from 1992 to 2010. I guess, you know, all that transition with all the different hosts and everything, but Kevin Eubanks, yep, his birthday today.
Almost 20 years, not bad.
Yeah, almost. And November 15th, 1991, American actress Shailene Woodley, we know her from... Fault in Our Stars. She was born in San Bernardino, California. And there we go. And Rob, I wanted to play the cold weather this week. It was like we had fall, right? And then all of a sudden it was winter. It wasn't a gradual transition. I had to pull out the winter coat this week and scrape off my windows on my car several times. We're going to play a little fact or fiction, okay? Here we go. Fact or fiction, Rob. Pittsburgh has recorded a temperature of minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Fact or fiction? You can't cheat on the page there.
Well, listen, I say fact because I was working that day.
You were working that day, yes.
And glad to be inside.
It is a fact, yes. We did record a minus 22 Fahrenheit on January 19th, 1994. Brr, that's all I'll say about that, right? Cold, cold day. How about fact or fiction? Pittsburgh averages over 40 inches of snow per year. Fact or fiction?
I'd say that's fact. That's close.
Yeah, it's a fact. On average, the city sees roughly 44 inches of snow annually. Some winters a little more, some less. I feel like when I was a kid, we used to get 4 foot of snow all the time. And now it seems like we're lucky we get 4 inches.
Every kid got a sled for Christmas. No one gets a sled for Christmas.
I agree. We would go sled riding all the time, play football in the snow. I love snow football. That was always fun. How about fact or fiction? Pittsburgh's snowiest winter on record topped 80 inches.
I say that's fact, and I'll tell you why. I wasn't alive for this, but I know people that were, and they said in November of this year, they've never seen anything like it since.
Yep. Well, you're right. It is a fact. The 1950 season cleared 82 inches in Pittsburgh. So how about that? And one more. Fact or fiction, January is always the coldest month in Pittsburgh. Fact or fiction?
I think it's February, so I say it's fiction.
Okay. Well, it's fiction, and here's why. Often January is the coldest, but that word always is the trap word. January is for a lot of the cases, but December and February definitely fight it. Definitely have some cold days as well. Fact or fiction over for today. And here's today's trivia question. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's today's trivia question. In what year did Pittsburgh set its official record low temperature of minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit?
Hopefully you were paying attention. Number to dial is 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. The person who calls with the correct answer gets a $15 Get-Go gas card. We got people waiting in the wing. We got Lynn. We've got George. We want to hear from you. Any Medicare question you have right now, Mark Clark is here from MediConnect. The Inside Connection is on the air. And don't forget, we've got advisors standing by until noon. 888-818-6334. Your calls next.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, congratulations to George from Clairton, the winner of the Get-Go gas card. Go ahead.
All right. George, that's congratulations. Our trivia question today was, in what year did Pittsburgh set its record low of minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit? And that was January 19th, 1994.
Let me tell you, so I did the final cut of the yard yesterday, early in the morning. And I had on sweatpants, whatever, all my other gear, True Value, all that good stuff I love.
There you go.
But I said, I don't need gloves. So you know how you take your sleeves and put them over your hands?
Yeah.
I'm like, just go back to the garage and get your gloves. But it was my hands, and I know you get older, circulation, what have you, but I'm like, would you believe it's like 60 degrees out here, and my hands are so cold I can't even grip. And when we were kids, we were out in that weather all day and all night.
All day, all night, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right, let's get to the phones. Here's Lynn. Anybody with any Medicare questions, give us a call. Here's Lynn in Greensburg. Lynn, you're on KDK with Mark Clark. How are you? Okay, you got to turn your radio down, Lynn. You got to turn your radio down. So, Lonzo, let me know when her radio is turned down, so we'll go back to her. So, what do you think some of the major questions have been this year for your advisors?
Well, Rob, one of the big things that's happening in this market, and that's why it's kind of pandemonium for us right now, is there's what's called a service area reduction. So, people are literally getting letters in their mailbox that's saying, your plan will not be available next year. If you don't sign up for another plan, you will not have coverage. There are plans that are just disappearing. It's called service area reduction. And really, that's a technical term for that. Those plans were not sustainable anymore. They couldn't take on any more membership, and they couldn't sustain where they were. They weren't viable anymore. And so those plans have to come off the market or they're going to crash. And so, you know, this is a business. These are businesses that these carriers are running, and they're trying to make a profit, and they're also trying to make sure they can give the care to clients. So big questions are, Mark, I got this letter. What do I do? What plan can I look at? How can I get on coverage right away? People are panicking. We've had people literally calling in tears because they're so afraid of what's happening here. And so big questions is, Mark, what am I going to do? My plan's going away. Other things, there are other letters coming in the mail that are saying to a lot of people, your doctor is no longer going to be in network with the plan that you're on now. So people have a choice to make. Do they still want to see the doctor that they've been seeing for years, or do they want to change their plan so they can still see that doctor, or they want to change their doctor? These are some big decisions sometimes. And, you know, what plays into that is, how about high drug costs? Rob, people call all the time. Mark, I'm on this one prescription drug, and I'm struggling because I can't pay for it. Or my doctor wants me to be on this drug, but when I went to the pharmacy, they wanted $600 for me to get this drug. Mark, what can we do? MediConnect, what can we do? And that's where our specializing comes in. That's where our expertise comes in, because we start with your medications. We can help you sort through the plans that are available in your area. We can help ease the tension and the stress of what are you going to do about the out-of-pocket cost for your prescriptions and your copays for your medical attention. A lot of people today are still concerned about their dental coverage. They want to make sure that they know that they're going to have dental work done today or sometime in the next year. And so they're concerned about the coverage on their plan. And because of the shifts and the moves and the reset of this market, there's lots and lots of changes coming to Medicare Advantage plans, to prescription drug plans. people are getting letters. They got their annual notice of change this year, and they noticed that their standalone prescription drug plan, that's the kind of drug plan you get when you're on a supplement plan, those standalone plans, all of a sudden, last year they were paying $15 a month for it. This year they're going to pay $49 a month for it. They're like, Mark, I don't know. I'm on two generic meds. I don't want to pay $49 a month for a plan that I'm barely going to use. And so, you know, that's where we sit down, Rob, and we'll take the time. I do have to warn our clients and our consumers in this market that we're at the place during AEP now where we're no longer able to schedule in-home appointments to do reviews. We're having to do them either over the phone. You're welcome to come to our office. Rob will testify. He'll tell you. We got a beautiful meeting space, beautiful rooms to meet in, decorated well, smells good. We got snacks for everybody, right?
Lots of parking.
So no, it's not hard to park. No meters there. Don't have to worry about parallel parking. We've got a great parking place. You know, our office is beautiful. You're welcome to schedule in the office. We can do a lot of reviews over the phone. I must have done 20 of them this week with clients and people that still want to talk with me. Our agents are more than willing to help you. They'll go the extra mile. Rob, I was telling you this week, I have agents that get up and start working at 7 o'clock in the morning and don't stop till 8, 9 o'clock at night. They're just on the go, on the move,
dedicated
to helping. And I love my team. I love our whole team. I got kudos to the inside sales team. Kudos to client experience led by Lauren Uran. Kudos to my team, the field team. Kudos to our support staff. We got great support staff with Corey Craig and his whole team. It's a great environment. Lovely place to work and a lovely place to get the help you need for your Medicare. I do have great announcements to make today, Rob. If we want to talk about some things that were just now made official, normally we would know some of this already, but because of the government shutdown, there was a lot of delays in getting the information. But I do know what everybody's Part B, Medicare Part B premium is going to be for next year. There's been a lot of debate. You know, this year for 2025, it's been $185 per month per person. And there's been a lot of debate about what it was going to be. I even was telling people this week what I thought it was going to be. And just today, I found out exactly what it's going to be.
What is it?
Part B premium next year is going to be $202.90. $202.90. That's a little less than the rumors were around $206. So it's a little less, about $17.90 more than last year. The Part B deductibles going from $257 to $283. We already had known that the out-of-pocket max for your Part D, your prescription drugs, it was $2,000 this year. It's going to $2,100. And the most deductible, the highest deductible that they can charge for Part D drugs is $615 per year. So we've got some of those numbers. In the coming weeks, we'll be able to give you some more of those other numbers. We've got plenty of things to do. I want to encourage everybody, if you're out there and you want to call Lynn, if you still want to call in, you want to talk, just turn your radio down, right?
Yeah, that's it. Real simple. And we had a couple of other callers that kind of disappeared on us. So anybody wants to get in the queue, now's the time to do it. Whatever you want to talk about, prescription, drug prices, hospital stays, co-pays, doctors in network, all that stuff. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But I do want him to mention in a minute before the break a webinar that's coming up. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Just so you know, seminars, we do those live seminars usually all year long. During AEP, we kind of slowed down with that. And so for the rest of this year, there's no live seminars. Live seminars will be coming back in mid to late January. So stay tuned. We'll give you the dates. We've got a webinar coming up on November 19th. Those webinars are at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. You register online at MediConnectInsurance.com or call our number at 888-818-6334. We've got live advisors standing by. What happens with the webinar, when you register for it, you'll put your email in there. There will be a link sent to you 5 minutes before the webinar. Go to your email. You click on that link. You're right in the webinar. That'll be on November 19th at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. You don't want to miss that. That's a great, awesome webinar. It'll teach you everything you need to know. Just click on the link and you'll be ready to go. I want to remind you, if you need help looking at your Medicare coverage this year, if you're losing your coverage, if your coverage has been bad, then call 888-818-6334. If you're a current client, call 888-805-3453 and talk to Client Experience.
If you have a question for Mark right now, 866-391-1020.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we are back. We just had somebody call, didn't want to go on the air, but ask about, you know, someone who didn't prepare for nursing home care. How do they go about it? Look, I do a show with Zachariah Brown. They're not here today. We've got high school football coming up, but you can always get a hold of them, zachbrownlaw.com. They at MediConnect work with elder law attorneys as well. You can get a hold of them, and they can take care of you as well. So I wanted to make sure that I took care of that. All right, we continue now talking about a number of things that have to do with the enrollment period. And again, I can't stress this enough. If you have a question you want answered with Mark, call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Or if you want to call directly and set up an appointment with them, very simple to do that too, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. So common Medicare problems and how you fix them every day. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, some common Medicare problems that people have. How about late enrollment penalties for Part B and Part D? You know, this does happen. So how do you avoid getting these penalties? Well, you have to have what's called credible insurance or credible coverage from somebody that's currently working. So if you or your spouse are still working, and you get your health insurance through that employment, that's called credible coverage. As long as the company is more than 20 employees, it's called credible coverage. And so you can actually defer getting onto Medicare even after you're 65 without incurring a penalty. Where people run into a problem is they turn 65 or they're older than 65 and they think they can stay on other insurance and not be working, and they can't, and it's not considered credible coverage. And so how do you fix those penalties? If you delay start, basically you can appeal them. If you have gotten assessed a penalty for Part B or Part D, you can appeal them. That doesn't always work, but I can tell you, if you work with us, we can have paperwork that literally what might help you in that fight. We just discovered this week that one of our clients that signed up for Medicare in mid-year this year, they had signed up for a prescription drug plan because they were coming off of group coverage, and applications were submitted, and we discovered that that coverage never went through for some reason. The consumer never got their mail and saw in their mail that they didn't get the coverage. And so there was a lot of questions about not having the drug coverage and what happened. We literally saved the applications, Rob. We have them, and we can prove to the company that was saying that they didn't submit them on time that they were submitted on time. And so a penalty for their prescription drug coverage that they could have incurred is probably going to get avoided because we have that paperwork.
This is what you get with MediConnect. You get somebody who's there throughout the calendar year, not just during the enrollment period, but there's a paper trail. They can always hook you up with whatever you need after the fact if you need something to be clarified with your network or whoever you're dealing with. So you have somebody who becomes an advocate for
you. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and we've become even better at this in the last couple of years because of Client Experience Department. The Client Experience Department works with our clients when they have issues like this, because sometimes these carriers are sometimes they're so big and so large that one part of the company knows something, they don't communicate with the other part of the company. It's like they don't want to walk across to the other side of the building or something. They don't have intercoms or they don't have cell phones, I guess. They don't know how to communicate together. We keep a paper trail for you. We have become even better at keeping records. We've become even better at keeping whatever your prescription drugs are or whoever your doctors are. We're still in the process of refining a lot of those things, but you know, we have the paper trail. How about another current a problem that or a common problem that, people incur, and that's a drug is denied at the pharmacy. Sometimes there's prior authorizations that are needed. There's a thing called step therapy, quantity limits, and you're told when you go there, your plan won't cover it. What are you supposed to do? Well, my first suggestion is call us, because we can, first of all, we can tell you whether that prescription drug is on the formulary for the plan you're on. Even if it's not on the formulary, we can have your doctor. We can help you understand how your doctor can help you apply for a formulary exemption. And what that means is, if it's not on the formulary, but your doctor says, hey, Mark needs to take this drug because that's the only thing that's going to help him with this condition that he has. If you ask them for that formulary exception, they'll a lot of times they'll make that exception and put it on the formulary. Sometimes the drug that you're on is on a higher tier. You know, all of these plans have a formulary. It's a list of drugs that they will cover on that plan. There's five different tiers that they place the drugs on. Tiers one and two are generics, preferred generics and non-preferred generics. Tiers three and four are preferred brands and non-preferred brands. And tier five is specialty drugs. But sometimes you'll get a drug. And here's the thing, Rob. All these carriers, they're allowed to put any drug they want on any tier they want, anytime they want. Now, they're not going to change it mid-year. But basically what I'm saying is they could put, if you have a drug that's on a tier four non-preferred brand, and it's going to be a high cost for you, and you have your doctor apply for a formulary exception, then that formulary exception will drop it down one tier and lower the cost for you. You know, there are also other prescription helps out there. If you're having trouble with prescriptions and you have high cost prescriptions, the first thing I'll tell you is, if you live in Pennsylvania, you should apply for what's called PACE, P-A-C-E. It's free to Pennsylvanians 65 and older. All you have to do is apply. There are income limits. There are two levels to PACE. There's full PACE, and then there's something called PACENET, which I always say is about half the benefit. And so if you haven't applied, you're 65 or older and you haven't applied for PACE, you should apply today. Just go online. Look for Pennsylvania PACE. Apply for that. It's subsidized by the lottery. You know how you go play the lottery, they say, benefits older Pennsylvanians, right? You always wonder, what does that mean? What do you mean? Well, PACE is one of those programs. And it's free to apply. And all they can do is say, you know what, your income's too high, you can't get that. We help people all the time qualify for PACE. If you need help applying for PACE, it's easy to do. You call phone number, 800 phone number. You can apply, or you can apply online. Or if you need help applying, we can help you do that.
All right, listen, we have advisors standing by until noon. Tell them how that works.
Yeah, we've got advisors standing by till noon. If you call 888-818-6334 right now, I've got three of my agents right now just waiting by the phone, waiting for it to call. And what can they help you with? They can help you register for the upcoming webinar. They can also schedule a phone appointment or an office appointment or a video appointment with you for this week or the coming weeks, so that they can help review your plan. Or if maybe you're new to Medicare and you're going to be turning 65 sometime in the next 6 to 12 months, we can help you with that. We can help educate you and help you understand how Medicare works and how it's going to work for you. If you're a current client, you want to call the Client Experience Department at 888-805-3453.
All right, real quick, tell them about the webinar, and the seminars are going to be a big part of next year as well, too. Remember, MediConnectInsurance.com or 888-818-6334. Then we'll come back and review today's show. Go ahead.
Yeah, seminars are a big part of what we do, Rob. I love doing them. We go all over the Pittsburgh area, north, south, east, and west. I've done seminars as far as York, PA, Lancaster, Lebanon. I've done seminars out there. We do seminars all over the place. Those will return in mid to late January. We usually take a break at the end of the year here with the holidays. And if you want to join the webinar, It's really simple. Either call 888-818-6334, and one of our live advisors that are standing by today till noon, they'll get you registered, or go to MediConnect.com, go to this webinar tab, seminars tab, and then go to webinar and register. All you got to do is register. It's November 19th, 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. 5 minutes before the webinar starts, you'll get a link in your email. You click that link, you're right there. You can get educated about Medicare, what's happening with Medicare, how Medicare is going to affect you, and how it all works.
All right, again, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Let's tell you what, let's take care of Tom before we go, or Tony, rather, before we go to break. We'll get Tom on the other side. Tony, go ahead. You're on the air with Mark Clark.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Two questions. My wife seems to have a problem. She's already met her deductible under her Plan G.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want to know the name of it, but she went for service the other day. She already paid her $257 deductible.
Okay.
But when she went in for a chiropractic visit, mm-hmm. they're saying that she owes $89, and it's been, you know, for a couple of weeks, and they're, because the office that she went to don't do the claims, but they're saying that she owes $89, but she already paid it.
Okay.
The second question is, go ahead. For Plan G, even for me under the same plan, the hospitals, is there how many times, you know, is there going to be a cost for a stay in a hospital?
So under Plan G, you're not going to have any cost for a hospital stay if you've paid your deductible for the year. So that's the great thing about Plan G. You have a monthly premium. You have a deductible, once a year deductible. This year it was $257. And once you pay that, there's no more out-of-pocket costs when it comes to a Plan G for a hospital stay. Now, the chiropractor can be kind of a tricky thing. So has the chiropractor accepted your Medicare Plan G before?
Yes.
Okay. And so my guess is there's some kind of billing problem. Our client experience department might be able to help you with a billing issue. My guess is sometimes what happens when you go to the doctor, whatever code they use to charge the insurance isn't being charged correctly. Maybe the billing department doesn't understand what kind of insurance you have. That's normally what the problem is. And so you're gonna have to, I would just call our client experience department at 888-805-3453, see if they can assist you in figuring out what happened in this case for that situation.
All right, Tony, thank you for the call. Anybody else? One more segment. Mark Clark is here. Call us 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, time for a review of today's broadcast. Lots of stuff to review, so let's get back to Mark Clark. Next hour, the guys from True Value, then AAA Central's Talking Travel, and then the 4A and 6A WPIL Championships, all still to come today on KDKA. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, that's it, Rob. We're going to review today. We started with a little fact or fiction, some history. We had the trivia question. Always a lot of fun when we start the show. Some changes coming up to Medicare in this next year. The out-of-pocket Part D, that's your prescription drug coverage. The out-of-pocket max is going to be $2,100. That went up $100 from the 2025 price. Your Part B premium, we just got it confirmed today. The Part B premium, I thought it was going to be higher than this, but it's going to be $202.90 per month. That's a big jump, $17.90 jump from last year's price. The Part B deductible is going to be $283 this year. That's a $26 increase. Lots of changes going on. There's market shifts going on. One of the biggest shifts that's going on in this region and across the country really is with Medicare Advantage plans, companies, carriers are wanting to shift away from PPOs because they're not as sustainable or viable as they thought they were going to be. And so they're making the benefits on HMOs really much, much more attractive. A lot of these HMOs you don't need a referral for anymore. The benefits and the co-pays and the premiums are much more attractive. Lots of extra benefits. The networks are even as big or as strong as those PPO networks. If you're looking for the hottest thing on the market today for Advantage plans, it's the new HMO plans that are coming out. That's the way the industry is going to go. I see that coming in the next couple years. Again, I said the Part B premium is going to be at $202.90. The Part B deductible is $283. The Part D prescription drug max out of pocket is $2,100. And the most the deductible can be for your Part B prescription drug coverage is the deductible is $615 for next year. Not all plans are going to charge that. Rob, it's really important that people understand that this is not the time to sit on your hands. This is the time to really act. If you call 888-818-6334, you call our MediConnect's live advisors standing by right now until noon. In fact, they'll be answering their phone all day long if you call. You can set up a phone appointment, a video appointment, or an office appointment. They'll meet with you. They'll review your coverage. They'll help you make sure. One of the big areas this year, and I wanted to make sure I talked about this today, Rob, I'm going to sneak it in right here before the finish line, is because of the shifts in the market with Medicare Advantage plans this year, what we're seeing is there's a number of plans that their inpatient hospital coverage is going from a flat fee, which was a per stay, it's going to a per day charge. That can be for the first 5 to 6 or even 7 days that you're an inpatient at the hospital. That charge, I've seen it as low as $150 per day. I've seen it as high as $450 per day for the first 5 days. That can be a really scary number if you think about, hey, I had 2 hospital stays in this past year and I only paid a flat fee each time. There is a way that you can combat that. And I have a strategy for you. This is what you do this year. You get on a zero premium Medicare Advantage plan, hopefully one of those great HMOs that's out there. You get on a zero premium one, and then you have us quote for you and you enroll you in a Medicare indemnity plan. An indemnity plan is a plan that will work to strengthen the weaknesses of your Advantage plan and will help you pay high copays like inpatient hospital stays. They're fully customizable. They can help you with things like inpatient hospital stays, inpatient psychiatric stays, cancer coverage, heart attack, stroke coverage, ambulance coverage, inpatient skilled nursing facility coverage. There's all kinds of way to boost the coverage. But if you go, you know, one way to do it is you could stay on a plan that has an Advantage plan that has a premium of $25, $30, $40 a month and still get an indemnity. I'm not saying you can't do it that way. But if you want to watch your costs, but then maximize your coverage, put that umbrella of coverage over you for those stormy, rainy days, what you want to do is get a Medicare Advantage plan with a zero premium and then get an indemnity plan that will help cover those high costs of that zero premium plan. That's one way to do it. That's only one way, but it's one strategy where you can broaden the coverage, get stronger coverage, plus protect your pocketbook so that you don't have to be subject to really high copays.
All right, final minute webinar information.
Yeah, that's it. We got the webinar on Wednesday, November 19th at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. You can register. Go online to MediConnectInsurance.com or call our number, 888-818-6334. We got live advisors standing by waiting for your call. They want to talk to you. They're excited about talking to you. If you're a current client, please call 888-805-3453. Lauren Uran and our Client Experience Department will help you with any questions, any challenges that you're having with your coverage. We're happy to help. We'll roll out the red carpet for you, Rob. You know that. We'll give you snacks. We'll welcome you to the office. Come visit us. Come join us. We'll help you this enrollment period. We don't want anybody to go without help.
So tell me, who wins Pitt Notre Dame today?
I really, really want to say Pitt. I'm a Pitt fan through and through. I love these games. I used to just love watching Dan Marino play, all of that stuff. I want Pitt to win, but boy, the difference between a number 9 team and a number 24 team, I just think maybe Notre Dame's going to be a little strong.
Speaking of college, something trending within the last 30 minutes appears that former Penn State coach James Franklin is in the final stages of becoming the next coach at Virginia Tech.
Wow.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? You knew he wasn't going to stay on the market long.
No.
Nope.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back right after the news at 10. Time to do all of those projects as you slowly move indoors for the winter months on the True Value Home Improvement Show. Moments away after Rob Taylor checks the news at 10 on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.